Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And the man is back for one more day, Joe Beningo.
Yeah, it was an odyssey getting here today, but I'm here.
You made it.
Well, they canceled the train. I mean, it's like unbelievable. I get up there. I take an hour earlier train. They cancel the train. I mean, what do we
for know? What reason?
There isn't. Do they need a reason?
Switch your shoes or whatever.
Please,
they make
this
up?
Poor guy last night. He had to come with me. Get off where I get off because they had major issues. I guess in the Suffern station, they had rails down.
Power lines down.
Oh, I mean, he had to take an Uber home.
Oh my God! I mean, well, you have always told
it's
me
a disaster,
and you were right about this. The biggest part of this job is the commute.
There's no question.
It's getting here it's going home.
That is it. It's all about that. If they could beam me here, I'd be good. I'm in, you know?
That's the beauty of the show at home. That's the best part about the show
at home. It is the best part of the show at home.
That's what makes Saturdays great.
Saturdays good. It's going to be good when we're doing the Saturday shows. I'm
doing
them.
Can't wait.
Olivero's going to mail me. I guess they're going to, I don't know, I guess they're going to UPS me the box we need to do the show from home.
You still don't have your box from a year and a half
ago?
Come
on, are you kidding me?
They didn't let you keep that? From
Let
the pandemic.
All I heard was churn off like every day. You know, do you still have that box? Can you bring it? Like, he was like so worried I'm going to stay home and not come in. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know the deal.
I do. The best part about our Saturday shows is we'll be before real football games.
Yes.
I was excited for about 10 minutes last night watching the Giants. Because it was football. I miss football. I love football.
I got to tell you, I mostly, not that I watched the whole game, but I did watch a significant amount of the Field of Dreams game.
Are you serious?
I really did. Don't ask me why.
Hold on a second.
Because I'm a sick, you know what?
Wait, you have always told me, listen, if it's not the Mets, if it's not the Yankees, I'm not watching baseball.
That is a very...
August you watched the Cubs against the Reds?
Well, here's the deal. I have found that this is very weird, okay? Now tell me, call me now. I have found now that I have, you know, haven't been doing this on any kind of regular basis for a while. I'm actually watching more baseball games than I was before. I'm watching every Met game.
Right.
I mean, I'm not watching every pitch like you, but I'm all over my team, you know, obviously. I can't watch them tonight because they're on Apple, although you tell me I got Apple.
You can watch it.
All right.
Yeah, well, you've got to tell Terry to do.
Scherzer's pitching. I mean, could they put it on? Yeah. And the Yankees are always on Friday night somewhere.
Well, believe it or not, tonight the Yankees are on Yes Network. They're not on Amazon tonight.
Yankee Red Sox on Yes?
For whatever reason, it's a Yes Network game.
That's good.
The Mets are on Apple TV Plus, which is annoying to access. But once you access
it. Very annoying.
And we don't get Gary, Keith, and Ron, which kind of sucks.
Well, that stinks too. Do we even know who these guys are?
I forget.
They can't be good.
The Oriole TV announcer does, I think, the 7:30 or 7 o'clock games. What's her
name?
Isn't
that Gary Thorne?
No. It's not Gary Thorne. I forget the Melanie Newman,
really?
I think is her name.
Oh, okay.
And she was okay because she did a few Met games. And I think Chris Young, the former outfielder.
Yeah, you mentioned him, right.
Not
right.
The pitcher because he's the GM of Texas Rangers.
Chris Young, the old Princeton basketball player.
Yes.
The 6'10".
He's the one who's the GM of the Rangers.
Yeah, right. Yes.
The one broadcasting is the former outfielder for the Mets, Yankees,
I know. Yes.
Diamondbacks.
Okay. Right.
But everybody can access it because it's free. It's just a pain in the ass to access.
Yeah.
That's the
only
thing.
Well, my wife's all over this stuff, you know.
So you
can
watch it.
She does all the technological things that I need to have.
Yeah, she can hook you up with that.
So, you know, thank God for that.
She can definitely hook you up with that. But I watched a little bit of the Field of Dreams game. Did you see the Harry Carey thing?
No, I missed that for some reason.
So in the seventh inning, Harry Carey used to sing.
Yeah, he used to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
They put up a hologram of Harry Carey.
But wait a minute. Here's the problem I have with that. Yeah. It wasn't a Cub home game. The Reds were the home team.
That's your problem with it?
I mean, hold on. Isn't that supposed to only be at Wrigley Field anyway?
It's supposed to only be at Wrigley Field, yes.
Come on.
Well, that's your issue with it? Not the fact they took a dead guy and made a hologram of him?
Well.
It was freaky, man. I thought it was sort of cool.
So that's, oh, they made a hologram. Now I just registered what a hologram is. Yeah. It took me, you know, I'm getting
Dude,
slow.
I got, Loogie, show him a video right now of the Harry Carey
Loogie,
hologram.
You got a video of this?
I could have sworn it was Harry Carey. Or I thought it was someone imitating Harry Carey.
Right.
Like they had some old guy dress up as Harry Carey and sing Take Me Out to the Ball
Game. Does that mean that the maybe Old Timers Day, the Mets will have like holograms of Bob Murphy and Ralph Connor?
I mean, they could. what I started thinking is when the Jets win the Super Bowl, you've always told me you'll be dead. You won't be around to see it.
So maybe it'll be a hologram of me.
Well, that's what I'm curious. Are you giving the station permission to create a Beningo hologram?
Of course. What do I care? Just make sure you pay my wife. That's
it.
Make sure she gets the proceeds. And I'm good.
Hear that, Spike? Send the check to Terry.
Spike.
And we're good to go.
Did you tell Spike that he looks like this guy, Machine Gun Kelly?
I have not told him that, no.
Spike, you look like Machine Gun Kelly.
I can see it.
The guy that's married. Luke, don't you see that? The guy that's married to Megan Fox? I mean, come on.
I definitely see the resemblance.
Well.
Did you?
Not to Megan Fox. But
No.
But yeah, no, I understand.
And the worst part about the Field of Dreams game, did you watch the beginning of it? You probably tuned in right in the middle of it.
Well, I didn't get home for the beginning of it.
Okay.
I wasn't home yet.
At the beginning of it, they did this dramatic thing where Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. walked out of the cornfield
and had
a catch.
Really?
Okay.
Now that's interesting.
In honor of, you know, Ray Kinsella having a catch with his dad.
Right.
And I was so depressed watching this because you got to remember, bro, I grew up with Ken Griffey Jr. being the freaking man.
Right.
Griffey Jr. was the kid.
With the Mariners.
With the Mariners. Right. Yeah. Before he was rejected the trade to the Mets.
Well, he was all banged up in Cincinnati
all
the time.
End of his career, yes.
Right.
But he was the man. He was the face of Major League Baseball. And he's out there, and he can't even throw a baseball anymore.
He put on a lot of weight, didn't he?
He's a bigger guy, but he looked muscular. Like, he put on weight, but he didn't look bad.
Right.
But watching him and his dad senior having a catch, it was depressing. I was looking at this saying, this isn't the Ken Griffey Jr. I remember.
What do you expect?
I don't know. You know what?
What is he, 50 now? He's got to be 50, right? Close to it.
I don't know what I expect. I know there's Old-Timers Day.
I mean, I'm
going to
be 70, but I mean, you know, 50, but I'm starting to, move in a different direction.
But I don't have high standards for you, Joe, throwing a baseball out on the field.
No, that's not it.
This is Ken Griffey Jr.
I can't go overhand no more.
Oh, really?
I'll tear my rotator cuff, and then I won't be able to play golf, and I won't be happy.
So when's the last time you had a catch?
I've thrown a football with my grandson a little bit.
And do you go underhand or do you throw it?
Oh, no, I throw it.
So you can still throw a football?
Yeah, with a little zip, too. I can't throw any kind of distance. Like,
gotcha.
I can throw 15, 20 yards on a line, but to throw with any kind of, 40, 50 yards anymore, no shot.
So when's the last time you threw a baseball, then?
That's been a while. It's been a while since I've thrown a baseball.
Well, if you can throw a football, you can throw a baseball.
I would think so.
Yeah. Look, I didn't expect Ken Griffey Jr. to go out and play center field. It was just... It was sad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching this guy I grew up watching. Like yesterday, you said, when you're old, when you start to become older than all the players.
Right.
Which I have now hit now as a baseball fan.
Now, right.
I'm watching Ken Griffey Jr., and he's not even moving his feet. He's like flat-footed.
Well, how do you think I feel when I see Namath? I mean, the guy's almost 80 now.
I understand.
He's like 75, 76. I mean, come on.
No, I understand. I understand. It was a weird night not having the Mets and the Yankees last night. The Giant game, I watched about a quarter and a half
of it. They won, right? Well, they won, right?
They did on a last-second field goal.
Oh, is that Graham Gano?
Graham Gano.
He's a good player. He's one of their best, actually.
He's one of their best. It's one of those things, and I think it's the same thing with the Jets tonight against Philadelphia.
Yeah.
There's nothing you could take
out
of these
games.
Well,
even the Jets tonight, I mean, there's only so much, and again, I probably won't, kick off 7 o'clock? I probably won't get home in time to see the beginning anyway.
Right.
Which is probably all I want to see. I mean, I don't know who's going to be playing after
that. But even, like, Zach Wilson, who obviously is the key to the Jets season, there's nothing he can do in this game.
Nothing.
That's going to make you, A, get depressed, or B, get
excited.
Well,
unless you got hurt.
Obviously.
Outside of that.
Yeah, that's why, the biggest thing that came out of the Giant game is that Shane Lemieux injured his toe. Like, because outside of that, yeah, Saquon Barkley looked good. Yeah, Kenny Golladay had a drop at the two-yard line.
He stinks.
Yeah, Daniel Jones.
Kenny Golladay. What did they think this guy was? I mean, he wasn't that great with the Lions.
He was better than this, though.
Well, he's better than this, but, I mean, it wasn't like he was some, perennial Pro Bowl receiver.
He looks like a guy who got paid, is on a lousy football team,
and just doesn't care. And he's mailing it in.
Yeah.
I saw that pass he dropped on a goal line.
Yeah. Got to make that play.
Of course.
Now, what does that mean in a preseason game?
It doesn't mean much.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't help him, though.
No. I think that's the problem when I watch these games. Like, Daniel Jones, to me, there's no shot he's on the Giants in 2023.
Yeah.
This is his last shot here, and even if he has a good
year. I would
agree. He's still probably gone because the Giants are going to have to pay him. I look at Saquon Barkley the same way. Like, Saquon Barkley, let's say he has a monster year, and I actually think he could. Are you going to pay a running back
that kind of money? No.
When you just cleaned up the salary cap books for Joe Shane?
By the way, how bad is that draft now?
Oh, the Saquon draft?
Oh, my God.
Not good.
Bro, come on.
Jets and Giants.
Yeah, no, everybody. Jets, Giants.
Cleveland.
Cleveland, right.
Well, they had a second first-round pick, and they got Denzel Ward.
Yeah, so the Cardinals, they took Josh Rosen. I know they got Murray now, but, you know.
But you know what Arizona did that a lot of teams can't do? They were able to, after 1 year, say, okay, we effed up, let's move on.
Yeah, they also moved it. They brought a new coach in, too, with Kingsbury.
They brought a new coach in.
They bounced the coach after 1 year, too.
Right, but they identified after only one season, this quarterback is not our answer.
Right.
And most teams don't do that. Most teams sit around for 3 or 4 years saying, I hope this guy's our answer.
Right.
Well, we'll put more talent around him. Now he'll be our answer. And like we said before, if that guy isn't the answer by year two, he's not the answer. And you're just spinning your wheels. Like, it's weird. The Giants, and I don't know what Brian Daboll is going to be as a head coach. Hopefully for Giant fans, he's the next great head coach. Same thing with Joe Shane. But they have become the Jets over the last 5 years.
Oh, my God. Three coaches in a row, 2 years and out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
McAdoo.
That is very Jet-like.
Really?
Yeah.
And the next cycle in Jet-like is moving on from the young quarterback, which is going to happen with Daniel Jones after this season. They haven't done it yet, but they're going to. Like, is there any shot Daniel Jones does enough this season to where you want to bring him back and build around
him? I guess if the Giants had this ridiculous year to go like 12-5 and win the division, and Jones is great, you know. Maybe that, I don't think that's happening.
And by the way, if that happens, then you got to pay Daniel Jones franchise quarterback kind of money.
Well, that's true.
You're right. That's the issue you run into. And I think Saquon Barkley more so. Because at least with Daniel Jones, if he had that great year you described, okay, fine, pay him, he's the answer. If Saquon Barkley rushes for 2,000 yards, has this unbelievable season. I don't count on it, but let's just say he did. Are you going to pay him?
Yeah.
No.
No, I look. That really, I mean, you look at that draft, the first three picks. We all wanted Donald. You know, Mayfield goes first. He's gone. Barkley's still here. He's had all kinds of problems since his rookie year, injury-wise. You know, the Jets take Donald, and what a disaster. He's in Carolina with Mayfield.
I know.
How is that? What?
Circle of life.
With one of the most overrated coaches in football in Matt Rhule.
Yes.
I mean, I can't believe he has a job.
More year.
Yeah, that's it.
And then he'll be gone, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that quarterback class, which at the time you thought, oh, this could be historic. This could be great. Look who the two best players are by a mile and a half. Josh Allen turned out to be. Yep. But I think a lot of it also.
And Lamar
Jackson.
Right.
But a lot of that has to do with going into the right situation. If the New York Jets or even the New York Giants had drafted Josh Allen, what would have happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll never know.
No, we'll never know.
Now, you wouldn't think he'd be as good as he is now.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you one thing. Speaking of guys, look, if anybody but the New England Patriots drafted Mac Jones last year, he would not have had the year he had. I don't think he's any good.
So what is he? You don't think he's any good?
I think he's an average quarterback.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
I'll
I
say
think
average.
He's an average game managing,
right. That's
you
what he
can
is.
Make the playoffs that's kind
what,
of quarterback.
That's what he is.
And by the way, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. You could have a pretty good career. But is he Josh Allen?
No.
Is he ever going to match Josh Allen?
Never.
No. No, but I think it's a testament to the coaching Bill Belichick does. And he's really shown his muscle this year because he decided the guys who's going to run his offense are the brains of Joe Judge and Matt Patricia.
Right, two failed head coaches.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Right. And Matt Patricia's a defensive guy, and Joe Judge is a special teams
guy. And is it Patricia calling the plays now?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
But they'll win games. I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl or anything like that.
Well, we better
like
beat them this year at least once.
Well.
No.
Wells. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm thinking, like, is that going to happen? Like you say, they better win week one. I agree with you.
Right. And week two.
Is that going to happen?
I mean, I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, that's the point.
I told you, they'll probably be up by 20 and blow the game.
If I had to ask you right now.
21-20. They're up 20-0. mid-third, they lose 21-20.
If I had to ask you right now, August 12th, 2:15, we're about a month away from week one.
Right.
Right?
Right.
How many wins?
By the way, we're not going according to the thing here.
the thing here.
Okay. Twitter went nuts over a first quarter taunting penalty called on Giant quarterback Aaron Robinson.
Oh, that was a
terrible penalty.
I did not see it. That was such ridiculousness. If this was a
regular... you're all over it, Luke.
If this was a regular season NFL game, you would have lost your mind for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you would say, are you kidding me with this taunting?
Yeah, well, oh, there's so many. And you telling me that they're going to... They're emphasizing illegal contact.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Yeah, that'll drive you nuts.
Oh, my God.
If you had to predict right now what you want, not what I want, because I know what I want, and you know what you want, but what you think is going to happen, how many wins do you really think the Jets are going to get this year?
I'll say maybe 7.
Maybe 7.
Yeah.
And you'd be pissed with that.
Very.
7-10 is a disappointment.
Extremely.
I agree. And for anyone listening saying, well, you guys are unreasonable, maybe I'm being unreasonable, maybe you're being unreasonable, but enough of the losing. Enough.
Well, I'm tired of it. You know, when exactly are us Jet fans going to expect to win? I mean, even when he was coaching the Senior Bowl, Salah, the wonderful head coach, I hope he turns out to be. I got no confidence in him at all. Is basically setting it up. Well, it's not going to, you know, really, when I was in San Francisco, we got it going in year three, you know?
Right.
Like, he's already kind of like setting it up that, you know, year three, look at the Bengals. They did it in year three. So he's setting it up that if there's another crummy year, well, I told you it's going to be year three, you know?
But the expectation is that even though Joe Douglas had a great draft, supposedly,
we hope
that they're going to have a crummy year. Their over-under in Vegas is 5.5.
Right. Well, I would bet the over only because I have to.
No, I get
I would
that.
Never bet against, bet against them.
I'm with you. I'd bet the over, but think about those expectations. Like the Giants. The Giants have a higher over-under than the Jets.
Well, they're in a bad division.
I get it. No, the schedule has a big part of it.
Right.
But still. Like, I know how good the AFC East may well be and how good the AFC in general is and how tough the schedule is, but the expectations from Vegas is that they are a 5.5 over-under number.
Can you imagine they go 6-11 this year?
I'd be pissed.
Well, of course. We'd be delirious.
Of course.
And keep giving us the propaganda, you know, keep floating that out there.
I look at it as Josh Allen's second year with Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills jumped and had a 10-win season.
Yes.
And Allen had a very good second year compared to his first year.
Right.
Not a franchise quarterback year, but a very good year. That's what I want.
Right.
I want to see Zach Wilson make the jump Allen made from year one to year two. And again, his jump from year one from year two, Big Mac and I were talking about a few days ago, wasn't what he is now. It's not like he turned in.
Oh, no. Now he's one of the top quarterbacks in football.
Right.
Now.
I'm not asking Zach Wilson to be that. But major, major significant progress.
Major.
The injury to Mekhi Becton is no excuse.
I don't want to hear about
this. Offensive line was a strength last year anyway.
I didn't expect anything from Mekhi Becton anyway.
And
so,
they just went out and added Dwayne Brown as it is.
That's right.
They should have a good run game. They have weapons at wide receiver. There's no... with you. There's
no
excuse.
The defense should be a lot better. I mean, let's start with that. Because the defense last year was brutal. It stunk. You know, they got embarrassed in New England. They got embarrassed by the Colts. They got embarrassed by the Eagles. They got embarrassed by Buffalo. The defense has got to be better.
No question.
I mean, they're all talking up the defensive line. It's going to, Carl Lawson and, you know, Quinnen Williams, he's going to make the big jump. John Franklin Myers, I don't know what the great thing is about him, but whatever, they paid him, whatever they did. You know, all these different, and you know, you heard Costello yesterday. I mean, Johnson isn't even, he's saying he's not even going to get a lot of reps. I mean, how is that possible?
Well, and the other thing about last year that was very frustrating is a lot of those losses were non-competitive.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
They have to be significantly better than last year.
The game in New England when they gave up 55, you know, the homecoming game.
How about the Indianapolis game on Thursday night? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that Mike White game.
Remember that game, too. That was almost competitive, but White throws that touchdown pass, and he gets hurt on that play.
Oh, that was a killer.
And we basically never heard from him again.
I know.
And they buried the guy. I'm shocked he's still on the team.
He's the third-string guy.
I know. Flacco's the backup.
We're going to see Mike White tonight. That was a crazy phenomenon for 2 weeks because I was a real
sucker.
They
hosed Mike White.
I think so, too.
Oh, no, they didn't give him a real chance.
His one bad performance was
against Buffalo.
An elite-level Bill defense.
Right.
And everyone said, okay, Cinderella
story's
over. And
if you remember that game... They were driving right before halftime, and Corey Davis had a huge drop.
No, you're right.
Right before halftime. And then they wound up just getting, you know, blitzed in the second half.
And then the following week, Joe Flacco takes over.
Right.
And I think Mike White may have gotten COVID at that point. I'm trying to remember.
Maybe.
So it may have been that. But we never really got to see the conclusion of Mike White.
No.
But I don't know how you felt. I bought in. I was thinking, holy crap,
but
they may have found their guy.
The game against the Bengals was one of the best quarterback games I've seen in how many years we saw a Jet quarterback have the kind of game White had?
Yeah.
When was that?
Not often.
No.
That was an insane phenomenon that flashed through the night quicker than Lynn's
sanity. And the Bengals go to the Super Bowl.
I know. Well, the Bengals are the hopeful team I think we all should look at and remind you.
Is this guy going to be Joe Burrow, though?
I don't know.
Right, we don't know.
We don't know. But I think that the Bengals are that hope that you look at where you had the young quarterback coming off a major injury, the young head coach who at the time looked in over his head, and on a one-year switch, turned from a team that we expected to not be that good into a team that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying the Jets are going to do that. I don't think any of us is suggesting the Jets are going to do it. But I thought last year the Bengals were a hopeful reminder that this turnaround can happen quick.
Of course.
If you happen to have the right young head coach and the right young quarterback.
That's it. And the right personnel around them. That's it. Really comes down to that.
No doubt. We got your calls coming up. The Mets and Yankees are back in action. The Yankees open up a series against the Red Sox, where really all these struggles began. An interesting story about what the Yankees offered for Luis Castillo. And the Mets and the Phillies are back at it. And Keith Hernandez has inserted himself in this rivalry.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. You know, we'll get into that. I know we got a break, right, Luke?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Here's the crew for tonight's Mets-Phillies game on Apple TV+. Plus. Ready?
Yeah, I can't wait.
It is Steven Nelson.
Steven Nelson.
I don't know.
No idea who he is.
Maybe I know the voice if I heard it.
Okay.
Katie Nolan.
Katie Nolan is doing baseball games?
Yeah, she's been doing the Apple TV Plus. Heidi Watney will be on the, not the sidelines.
Katie Nolan's in the booth?
She's in the booth. Yeah. And here's the third person. You like this person.
Go ahead.
I'm not even being sarcastic.
No, all right.
Cliff Floyd.
Oh, Uncle Cliff. We love Cliff.
That's the crew tonight for the Mets against the Philadelphia
Phillies.
Love Cliff. Absolutely. Yes. So Keith Hernandez, I guess it was the second game of the three-game series because I was watching it. So I wasn't at the game. I was at the Wednesday afternoon game. So it must have been Tuesday night. basically makes a comment about how he doesn't want to broadcast the Philadelphia Phillies New York Mets series.
Unbelievable.
And when he said that, my assumption was he was then going to take a shot at Philly. Like, I don't want to go to Philadelphia. I don't like the people. Something like that. And instead, he went through this thing about how they don't play good enough fundies. He doesn't like their fundamentals.
I'm watching this. I'm watching the game. And I'm like, Keith, what are you doing? All I could think of, bulletin board fodder. You know? I need my announcer causing trouble with the Phillies.
Oh, and it definitely is. Well, I'm not saying it's going to make a difference.
Well, of course it did.
I don't know if, like, Nicholas Castellanos is going to see it and all of a sudden become a good defensive player. Or Reese Hoskins is going to see it and all of a sudden make gold glove plays. But I also think his reasoning is a bunch of crap. Like, Joe, he was calling the Reds against the Mets.
I know.
The Pirates play the Mets next month.
Right.
The Cubs, but like, there are much worse teams. And I understand the Phillies are a defensive liability. I get that. They signed 18 DHs with Schwarber
and
Castellanos.
But they've been red hot. I know he lost last night, but they've been red hot.
No, they've been red hot, but like, I just don't believe what he said. I don't believe that's the truth. I almost think he doesn't like Philadelphia and didn't want to say that.
But so why not? Aren't you better off just saying I don't like Philadelphia than saying, I don't want to do Philly series because they do bad fundies? I mean, you're better off just saying, look, I don't like Philly.
I agree.
That's it.
Because then Rob Thompson.
A lot
Thompson,
of people don't like Philly. I mean, what's the difference? What's the problem?
Most New Yorkers don't like Philly.
There you go.
And Rob Thompson can't use that as motivation. Like, oh, yeah, they hate Philadelphia.
Right.
Most of the Philly players hate Philadelphia, too.
Probably don't.
You think Castellanos likes Philadelphia?
Probably
not. He can't wait to get out of that asshole. I mean, he don't want to be there. He doesn't want to play there. No one wants to play there. But he's not calling the games. And he's not calling the games next weekend either. Because apparently Keith Hernandez doesn't want to call games in Philadelphia.
Unbelievable. So he's not calling them from home either? The home games. Is that doing tonight? Is he doing the game tonight?
No, it's Apple TV Plus tonight.
Oh, but is he doing the game tomorrow?
He's not doing the games.
He's not doing any Philly games, even the games at Citi Field.
He's off the games, yeah.
Wow.
And then they go there next weekend for that four-game series.
Well, we know he's not going in.
And he's not going there either. It was just a weird reason. Because there's so many bad teams in Major League Baseball. Like, look at the Nationals. They're a minor league baseball team.
I know. I'm surprised Gary didn't try to, like, call him out and say, Keith, what are you saying? I mean, calm down. Right? Shouldn't he have said that? That's what I was thinking when it was happening. Gary, say something to this guy.
Does this make you think now the Phillies are going to win the series?
Well, I'm not thinking. Look, I'm not. I don't think that should matter. But it definitely was something I did not like by Keith.
No,
I got to say, I didn't like it.
And look, the Phillies are playing a lot better. They've beaten up on some bad teams. Good for them. They're still 10 games back in the National League East, but they are entrenched in a wild card spot. So this could very well be a team the Mets see down the road. I mean, they make the postseason. That could be a divisional series opponent, and they do feature a lot of. Former Mets, Zach Wheeler, Noah Syndergaard, right there. More afraid of Zach Wheeler than I would be Noah Syndergaard.
Of course.
But nevertheless. So it'll be an interesting weekend. Suarez and Scherzer tonight. Big Jake against Aaron Nola on Saturday. And then I think it's Chris Bassett and Zach Wheeler on Sunday.
Top three pitches are gone.
Yep. Let's kick it off with Joe in Wanta. What's up, Joe?
Joe.
Hey, fellas. Joe and Evan. How you doing, guys?
Good, Joe.
One of the underrated things that you're not talking about that's going on tonight before the game at 5:30 by Seaver statue, and then two of the members are doing the national anthem. Shillelagh Law, one of the most underrated bands, it's Irish Night, playing there.
All right.
Barstool rated them as having the top Christmas song of all time, Christmas in New York, and I actually organized a benefit back in May. I'm the senior vice commander at the Long Beach VFW, and I'm a board member with the Veterans Suicide Awareness and Remembrance Flag. So we did a joint benefit at the Cabana in Long Beach back in May. And, that's owned by Bob Johnson, who's the brother of George Johnson, who is a fireman in that famous 9/11 photo.
Wow.
And they're a tremendous band. They did it last year. They're doing it again this year. They actually have a huge following called the Shillelagh Army. They're out of Woodlawn, these guys, Yonkers and stuff. And two firemen, New York City firemen, one New York City policeman. I believe one of them's a teacher and one of them's a carpenter. But they're tremendous. They've been around close to 25 years, I think, next year.
What's the name of this? What's the name of this group again?
They're called Shillelagh Law.
Shillelagh Law. Okay.
So they're performing. You're telling me they're performing in front of the Seaver statue, 5:30, and then national anthem right before first pitch.
Yeah, two of them are doing the national anthem.
Very
the
cool.
The player and the drum player. But just wanted to give a shout out to all the
Shillelagh
Army. We're gonna be in 141, getting crazy and having a great time.
All right, have a good time. I had no idea. So everybody should enjoy that tonight.
Enjoy it.
And I'm sure there'll be a huge crowd tonight too out of Citi Field.
The team's playing, they should be.
I was a little disappointed they couldn't sell out any of the Brave games. I got to tell you, last weekend.
Well, what were they getting, about 35 for those games?
No, they did better than that. They were like 39, yeah. 40.
Well, what's a sellout? 42? Well,
look,
that's not bad, though.
Not saying it's bad.
40 a night is not bad.
Not saying it's bad. They were very good crowds. The crowds were into it. It was electric. I'm just saying, summer, Braves, first place.
No, I understand.
To me, that's a sellout.
It should be.
So
should be.
Maybe that changes this weekend. Unfortunately, I'm not going to any of the games this weekend. This is going to be the first series.
You're going away, right? You're off.
I'm going away.
Going to Carolina tonight?
Going tonight.
What time are you leaving? You're driving,
right? After this show, baby.
You're driving, right?
I am driving.
All right, good.
I'm beginning the trip tonight.
I understand.
I'm starting it tonight. I'm not going to finish it tonight. But
you're not gunning it, huh?
No.
Not like Indianapolis. Not gonna do it. How long is the trip to right? How long is the trip to Carolina, by the way?
Where I'm going would be about 9.5 hours.
Yeah.
Leaving at 7.
I mean, you could do it. I mean, if you were all alone. See, if it was like me and you going,
oh,
and you have the family,
it. Yeah.
It's a layup.
But meanwhile, Big Mac did Disney World one day.
Come on.
With his two
kids. With the kids?
Yes.
20 straight hours.
Did you sedate them all? I mean, what'd you?
We left at 2 o'clock in the morning and let them stay up late, so they slept pretty much from like 2 to 8.
Right.
We stopped for breakfast. They took a nap, put on a movie, gave them tablets, powered through.
Wow.
Made it all the
good
way down
to
Disney.
Good job by you, bro. Yeah. Stellar.
Here's the difference.
That's even better than Monzo.
I mean, he stops.
I know he does. Well, he has to. I mean, he's got a couple more than you do.
Yeah, he doesn't have two. He has like 8.
Yeah, right. So every bathroom break is a good hour and a half just to get them out of the car and back in the car.
The biggest difference maker in Big Mac's life and in my life, I admit, is these tablets. You give a kid a tablet.
Right.
You don't want to do it all the time.
Right.
I understand.
Talking about one of these computer tablets.
Yes.
Like an iPad.
Yeah. You give them an iPad. They put a movie on, whether it's Encanto or it's Blippi or whatever children's program
Cars
you want.
Three
Blippi.
For the 100th million times.
Blippi. Yes.
Is that a big one? Jets into Blippi.
Jets grown out of Blippi. Now Spence is into Blippi.
Spence is into Blippi.
Who's almost 2 years old.
Right.
It's magic, bro. It's magic. Like my son Jets into baseball. Right. But think about it. Baseball's a 3-hour game.
Yeah. When you said tablet, I was thinking maybe to give him a pill to mellow the kid out.
Yeah. <Not quite>.
Luke, you got kids yet, Luke?
No, I do not.
Okay.
And the word yet would not apply, by the way.
What does that mean?
Well, like I said, kids are optional.
They're on the menu.
Optional. They're optional.
I don't think a lot of people know that. Right?
I am married.
Right, okay.
I never thought I'd get married. I did that.
That is true, Luke. We didn't think that either.
Right. Not saying I regret it or anything, but I am married now.
Right.
But kids, I don't think.
Kids are optional.
Optional.
Okay.
They're optional on the menu.
Not happening. Because Loogie realizes that when you have kids, he sees me, sees Big Mac, your life changes.
Wow.
It's a little different.
Believe me.
A little different.
Right. And you guys, but you guys are lucky because all you got is boys. I mean, you know.
It's true. Don't tell our wives that we're lucky.
Well, the girls are a little more expensive. A little more. They seem to stay on a payroll a lot longer.
I've heard that.
Just a little longer.
Let's go to
you love them. I mean, I'm not, it's great, but they do stay on the payroll for a while.
I understand. Tommy's in the Bronx. What's up, Tommy?
Tommy, how are you? What's up?
How you doing, guys? I'm so glad to hear you guys back together. I have a question. Did they purposely bring you back on Throwback Thursday, Joe?
Throwback Thursday. What is I'm totally ignorant to Throwback Thursday. What exactly is that?
Well, before you say anything though, Tommy, I'm confused. You're on social media now. You're on Twitter. I see you
Throwback
tweeting.
Throwback Thursday.
Aren't you tweeting nowadays?
What?
What are you, delirious? I see you on Twitter.
Well, that's my daughter doing that.
Oh, that's not you?
What are you kidding me?
I'm kidding.
Bro, you know that's. Did you even. You were kidding, right?
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Twitter? Come on. Did Elon Musk buy it yet, by the way?
No, he gave it. He's not buying it.
I know.
Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, so, justifiably so, Maguire, Sosa, and Bonds have been treated as persona non grata.
Mm-hmm.
And this is by the National...
By the way, I not by me, okay? But I understand the majority, but not by me. Let me point that out, okay?
Well, for the record, I'm in total agreement. Those records don't mean anything to me, specifically that Bonds.
Okay.
So my question is, right, I honestly believe the pursuit of 61 by Judge should be embraced by not obviously the local media, especially this station, the Yankee station, but by MLB, ESPN, Fox. And once, if we embrace his pursuit of Maris's record, then we would totally put to bed that horrible era of steroids.
No, see, I completely disagree. And let's be honest about this, okay? In 1998, when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were battling for this home run record, okay? Everybody was all over it. MLB, you name it. It was embraced till, you know, to the ends of time. I mean, am I wrong?
But Joe, we were in denial back then.
No, we weren't in denial. MLB was in denial. Let's be real about it.
Well, that's what I mean. But since then, right? I think we know everybody's had a change of heart, including MLB. So my thinking, listen, if nothing
everybody's had a change of heart.
Tommy,
what is he talking about?
How we view this record. How we view 61 home runs.
MLB's had a change of heart.
No, they haven't had a change of heart. And the way this is going to go is it's going to be up to the individual. So for you, Joe, who doesn't look at these steroid guys as cheaters.
Barry Bonds has the record.
Okay.
73 home runs.
And I agree. At the most home runs of the season. If Aaron Judge is pushing towards 60.
Right. Like, which he is. He's already got 45.
He is. He's definitely going to make a run at it.
I think he's ahead of Maris's pace.
He is. Oh, no doubt. I mean, the Yankees have, I think it's 50 games to go. He's 15 away from 60, 16 away from 61. I get that. But now he's two away. Now it's mid-September, late September, early October. He's right there. Are you into it?
Am I into him breaking Maris's record?
Yeah.
Or do you look at it and say no? I think it's a big deal breaking Maris's record from the Yankee standpoint.
Okay.
From the Yankee standpoint, he would only be the third Yankee to hit 60 home runs. Okay.
Right. Well, also American League, if that matters. All these records are broken by National League players.
I didn't even think of that.
The American League record.
So he would have the American League record for home runs.
American League record is 61.
Yeah, okay.
So you'd be into it.
Yeah, I think to some degree. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, be hanging on every pitch, but I mean, yeah, I'd be into it.
I think there's going to be a lot of people that look at it the way you look at it, which is, 60 is a magical number. Yep. It's the AL record. It's the Yankee record. And I think there are going to be people like Tony who say, this is the real record.
Right.
And I'm into it. I haven't gotten the sense yet here in mid-August.
What do you think, Bud? I don't know. What's your feeling on that?
I would be into it because I think 60 is a special number.
Yes.
The record is 73.
Right. Okay. You do agree with that.
I do.
I think it's a bigger deal because it's a Yankee doing it.
Oh, I think anybody doing it would be.
You think so?
Pete Alonso's chasing 60. To me, it'd be a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal to me because he's a Met. I don't want to see my guy,
but 60,
shatter any record.
60 is still special. Like, I know Sosa did it twice, McGuire, Barry Bonds, like a bunch of guys have now surpassed A-Rod that number.
A-Rod had 59. I think Junior had 59.
Giancarlo.
That's right. Giancarlo too. His MVP year, he had 59.
I think Howard may have gotten a 58.
Yeah, I think it was 58. Yeah.
But 60 is special. If Judge is chasing 60, I think it's a big deal. But I think everyone's going to look at this differently. Like, I don't think this is universal. You're an example of it. You're not going to sit here saying he's chasing the real home run record. But you have to admit there are going to be a lot of people who do feel that way.
No, I do think that. And if that's how you think, that's fine. But I mean, to me, it's Barry Bonds.
But here's the
greatest player I ever saw.
No, I agree with
you. Barry Bonds has moved into it. Even for a guy like me, who's been, watching baseball for, 60 plus years, the best player I ever saw.
Barry Bonds, the greatest player
ever. It's not even debatable.
Now, did he do steroids? Yes.
Of course.
Did steroids impact his performance? Yes. I watched him play baseball. I watched him do things no one else
did. Dominated in the batter's box like I've never seen.
Everything about it. He was incredible. But you know what I think may hurt Aaron Judge? And I wonder if it's happening right now, even though 45 is not 55. Like, he's still got a lot of work to do to get to 60. The Yankees are struggling. And I think to a guy like Big Mac, who's a diehard Yankee fan, and to most people listening, that's what they're worried about. They're not concerned about Aaron Judge's individual record. They're more concerned about, oh, my God, my bullpen stinks. Oh, my God, Gerrit Cole's inconsistent. Mm. Oh, my God, Matt Carpenter broke his foot. Like, and I think if the Yankees are scuffling in September, to a lot of people, that's going to be their bigger concern more than an individual record. Am I wrong,
Chris? I thought we were on our way to having only concerns about Aaron Judge, but the way the last month is going, it looks like that's not going to be the case. Yeah, I'm more concerned about the team now than the home run record.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. I get it.
If they can straighten themselves out, they're playing good baseball, they've won the division, I do think there will be juice late September about Judge chasing 60, 61. I think there will be. And I think it's going to be split. There are going to be some who say this is the real home run record, and there are going to be some who saying, it's a big accomplishment, but it's not the real home run record. And I think that's what baseball has to do. They can't put an asterisk up there. They can't take records away. They have to let us, as individuals, make our own decision on how we view this record. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Look, I said it. Like I said, if you view it that this is the real record, well, that's fine. You could view it that way.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me to do it. That's
all. Well, it's the American League record. It's the Yankee record.
Right.
And it really is an unbelievable season. You've always said
my God.
Guys tend to perform better in contract years. Aaron Judge is just the latest, most extreme example of a guy who had a lot of guts to bet on himself.
Yep. And clearly the best player in baseball.
He is.
And the only thing that's ever stopped Judge is injuries. That's the only thing.
And that's always been the case with him.
Right.
You know, going back to his rookie season, like, he's always been great.
Are we going to have Heyman on later to argue about how he's going to try to tell us Ohtani's really the MVP?
Think John's going to say that to you?
Yeah. Oh, I go, that's the first thing I would say. First two questions I have for John Heyman, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, are you going to hose Aaron Judge like you did to Albert Bell in 1995 for the MVP?
Right.
And number two is, are you going to hose Jose Altuve and prevent him from going into Hall of Fame because of the cheating nonsense?
I can't see that one.
Well, but I would add, those are the two things.
All right, well, we'll get
to that. That's all I care about with John Heyman.
John, we
can just get into a complete. Is he coming on?
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
John, I'm giving you a heads up, so get your answers ready. Okay? I'm giving you a heads up. You're getting ready to hose Judge. You know, they're going to tell me, oh, well, Tani's pitches. Team's 20 games under 500, but oh, he pitches. Oh, he's great. They wanted to trade him. Oh, but he's the MVP.
49-63. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whatever the hell they're calling them
49.
Now.
49. Oh, they're only 14 games under.
14 games.
Oh, that's all it is. Of course, Ohtani's the MVP. Come on.
Ohtani cannot win the MVP this year. As amazing as he is. And you have to admit, he is amazing.
He's amazing. But you know what? Is he the MVP? No, he's not. His team's 14 games under. How could I take this guy? I mean, this is not Ernie Banks in the 50s.
No,
you know?
Aaron Judge is also, and I think Caller brought this up yesterday, and it's interesting. He is as relied upon a superstar as I think anybody in baseball is today.
Yeah.
And
no,
look,
I think you're right.
We all rely on superstars. I mean, if the Mets didn't have Pete Alonso, they're not as good as what their record is.
No, of course not.
If you take, the Dodgers are so loaded, but you take Freddie Freeman or Mookie Betts away, sure, it hurts them. You take Paul Goldschmidt away from the Cardinals.
Boy, it really bothers me that Freddie Freeman's a Dodger. I mean, I understand it helps
us. Would you rather him be a Brave?
The guy should be playing for Atlanta. That's a joke.
You want him there?
Well, because there's too much of that. I mean, I worry about that. That, you know, someday, like, that Judge is going to leave the Yankees. You can't do that. Or that Pete would leave the Mets. I can't deal with that.
You're leaving something out when you say this.
What, you talking about Jake?
Yes! Well, why don't you bring that up?
I think he's leaving.
Why?
I don't have this warm, fuzzy feeling for Jake.
I can't imagine why.
I just don't.
Guy left it all on the mound in 2015.
He did, but I don't think he's the same guy he was then.
Think he changed?
Yes.
Think he morphed into somebody else?
Yes. I think that his rear end has been kissed so much as the greatest pitcher that ever walked the face of the earth that he believes it.
Let me ask you a question, because I think this is a realistic scenario.
Yes.
While I think the Yankees will re-sign Aaron Judge,
they have to.
I think the San Francisco Giants are a major threat. Okay, for a lot of reasons.
No, to Aaron Judge. Okay,
he's from the Bay Area or from California. Right. I don't know if he's from the Bay Area, but he's from close by.
Right.
They have money to spend. The division's loaded. The Dodgers, the Padres. They just got Soto. I could see the Giants going nuts, giving him $400 million. Let's say that happens, and the Giants just blow Judge away. He goes to the Yankees. The Yankees were willing to spend.
You mean he goes to the Giants?
He goes to the Giants, okay? Yankees lose Aaron Judge. Can you see them saying, holy crap, we just lost our guy. We got to do something.
Right.
Oh, Jake's available.
Right.
Huh. Less years and just blow Jacob DeGrom away. And that wouldn't bother you?
It would bother me, yes.
Oh, it would?
Yeah.
Okay, then never let
him
happen.
If he's going to leave, I want him to go, like, far away.
Well, what's
like,
that?
Like, not Yankee Stadium.
Where, the Angels?
That's a good place for him. Seattle. Seattle's even better.
We'll come back with more of your calls. John Heyman will join us. And an interesting development that I think came from John Heyman, and that's who the Yankees were actually offering when they were trying to get Luis Castillo, which I thought was fascinating.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.